Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
As well as Quinn, getting additional checks, getting additional information. We'll have more data after they've got it. Done some different checks with the doctors and everything. So we're just, like I say, we'll have a little more. I'm a little hesitant to in any way, not because of anything I know about any seriousness aspect of it, just hesitant to give a whether they're going to even need to come in. I don't know that right now. We're just checking them out.
Jerry, how much of this is just one game and how much of it is an affirmation of all the things you think you've built?
Well, I think it's one game. And we sure needed to get out here as a team, as an organization. We need to basically demonstrate to our fans, to ourselves, and to everybody that we're capable of playing a team like the Eagles. We have a lot of respect. We have a lot of respect for their personnel. Have a lot of respect for their, frankly, their quarterback. So we knew this was glad to have gotten this one at home rather than played them up there at Philadelphia. So this is not only a feel-good win, but it's one that we can sure go from here positively. It certainly is easy to say, well, you didn't have your guys, all your guys out there, and you look a little better with your guys. But I saw a lot of energy. I saw a high-level energy from everybody involved in the game. And I think that can, when you have adversity or when you have some setbacks the way we did against the Jets last week, I think that's what you want to see a team respond, and they did. They worked hard this week and played good tonight.
Does this put an end to people talking about what's wrong with this team and now allows people to focus on what's so right about this team?
You know, I'm not trying to be, but I really, our fans, I want them to be interested. I want them to be talking. And I want them to be circumspect. I really do. I just like for them to look, and certainly you guys do a great job of it, but I want our fans to all the time be looking for things and talking about things that we can do better. All of this stuff counts. Everything counts, and I mean that. And how we as a team, how an individual player, how a coaching staff, from my perspective, I don't like it when it's negative. I want it to be positive. And so that kicks in at some particular point. A decision this time last year about Amari Cooper, all of this has its place. And that little butt kicking that we got last week from everybody, including ourselves, I think probably had a lot to do with inspiring a better performance tonight.
How much inspiration do you think a bunch of your guys took from having five or so standout players who on Thursday couldn't walk and today they played awfully well?
Well, the same amount that they got from all those turnovers we got. So all that stuff's inspiring.
did Doug Peterson inspire this team at all by guaranteeing that win?
Well, he's a good coach. Now, he's a Super Bowl coach, so I'm not going to go there. I really did see his comments, as it turned out. ESPN, I think, really spent some time on it, and I really think he was talking generically as a coach talk on what we need is to go get a win and have a good week of practice from that standpoint, rather than saying, look at it, it's in 3-inch headlines, we'll beat them. I don't see that from that statement.
Generic or not, though, there's nothing wrong with your players took umbrage to it and used it to light their fire.
Of course. I think we all take anytime anybody says you can't do it, that has a human element that usually means you're going to show them. And so in that respect, I think that might have had that impact. Like you say, whether they said it or not, if they got to talking about it all week and every time they thought about a little extra preparation, if that helped them out, then so be it. I'll try to think of some stuff to text them on.
You're 3-0 in the division and have blown out the three teams, I think 103-48. Does that give you excitement about potentially winning the division? Because if you win in your division, usually you win the division.
That's a good point, and that usually is the case. We get in if we win the division. But the division, as we all know to be trite, is your one-loss record. Not necessarily totally against, I don't need to tell you that. And so, but you certainly do two things when you get a win against a division opponent. So this was a very important night for us. And I think this is block building tonight.
You feel like you kind of regained your identity a little bit, Jerry, with running the ball like you did. You know, it just seems like when Dak doesn't have to throw for 400 yards or something, you guys have more success.
Well, a lot works when Zeke can physically run the ball. I thought Zeke just appeared to be at an extra strength or an extra physical tonight. And a lot of that has to do with the blocking in the line, and we did a good job of that, I can tell you, in our line. They'll grade good for this. There's no doubt that, that being what we'd like to be, and that is use that line, use Zeke, do that. But it's also inspirational to see that Cooper, although it got called back, make a play like that he made in the end zone. And also run a route that he ran out there, and that's special stuff. And there's no question we got better when we got Amari Cooper.
You brought Cooper up, when are you going to pay him?
What?
You brought up Cooper, when are you going to pay him?
Well, I'm going to pay everybody. I may be calling on my friend.
For a little help. If you say everybody, give us some money, too.
Right. Well, I hear you, and by the way, I admire you for asking.
A few weeks ago, people were calling for your kicker's job, calling for him to be replaced. Two-part question. What do you think of how he responded? And also, does that kind of reflect how quickly things can change and why it's prudent to be patient when it comes to such decisions?
Well, anytime you are battling with your consistency, then I think that's gets recognized, it gets noted. And I know that it's a part of what a kicker wants to work on the best. There has never been any doubt in our mind about the strength of this kicker's leg. He can do that. And matter of fact, I'd almost have him back there at 60 rather than 2. Seriously. And but that's not the point. And I think this should give his team, gives me, when he's kicked three field goals over 60 yards, I think that's a record in the NFL. Something makes me feel better when he steps up there and kicks it. But, I said the other time, I think we've got a team that shouldn't rely on field goals. We ought to try with our line and our talent, we ought to try to get touchdowns. And I know everybody thinks that's trite. But mentally, that can be an advantage. Is just to say, look, we're gonna go ahead and get this thing in.
What does this say about your team and their support for Garrett? I mean, I know you backed Garrett all week, but there's been a lot of talk about his job and the players consistently fight for him.
I don't ever see that. I'll see a disgruntled player every now and then. That's not uncommon on any in any sport, but I don't see, I haven't seen him lose support of this team.
Right, that's what I'm saying. What does it say about this team? Right,
well, it says not. It says
they have consistently supported him and fought for him.
Exactly, and rest assured, that's my top box to check. Right there, it really is, and. He's been able to do that. He gets a lot of exposure with players, lot of exposure in many ways of teams activity, teams work, as well as off the field. Mm-hmm. So he gets a lot of exposure. He's really got a wide surface of people taking shots at him,
right,
at the team level. And so when you see him pass those kinds of tests year after year, that'll give you some good feeling about your coach.
When you say at the team level, you mean inside the organization?
Any place. But head coach, right there beside him, the offensive coordinator, the play caller, they're all going to get a lot of shots from time to time, because we all know it doesn't go right at all. And so get ready. But I've seen him, and I've seen him handle it, and but I've not seen a concern, and I've experienced it, to where players, key players, have an issue with the coach. I haven't seen that with Gary.
Would you be comfortable extending him today based on everything you know about him and everything he's done, or is that still you want to see how the rest of the season goes in terms of pure comfort?
Do you need my health examination as well? For my health record?
That wouldn't be necessary.
I wouldn't be talking about that. I'm not going to talk about that, and you know I'm not. Really, I'm not.
Thank you. Jared, last year you made the big trade for Amari. Trade deadline's coming up. Will you guys look at anything, any positions?
I think probably knowing that we had at this time, this time last year in the vicinity, we had some idea that we might be getting to talk about Amari. Based on what we have a sense of that you might look at, I don't see the likelihood that it was anywhere near the likelihood. Matter of fact, probably not even in the same universe as likelihood that we would do something like Amari, or frankly anything close to it.
You know, they had been kind of slowing Lawrence down a little bit these last few weeks, or he hadn't put up the numbers. How big was that to get that strip sack early and kind of set the tone?
Yeah. Well, one thing we had seen from Lawrence is we'd seen his motor, we'd seen his heart, we'd seen him where all of that is, and of course we've got a real respect for him physically. And with the attention he gets, just have always been more worried about getting something, someone, and we have it, additional that they could have to concentrate on. I'm talking about the offensive coordinators. That's what we would never have had a concern about, whether he's getting his or whether he will ultimately cause the pressure or make the pressure himself. So bottom line is I'm not concerned and haven't been about Lawrence. I get concerned on any of these guys about getting bunged up or injury. I do, because they're in the roughest game of all in there in the interior, on the defensive line.
Getting back to her trade question, does this game reinforce the notion that the team you have is good enough to compete and to win with? You don't really need to make those type of this that you did last year. You have enough talent on this team to win with and win big with.
I respect the Philadelphia team and its personnel,
right,
and its coaching and its pedigree,
right,
relative to where it's been, that this is a confidence builder for me on our team, this game tonight.
Right.
It is.
Okay. Jerry, does the state of officiating concern you at all? The state of officiating, how liberal they are with the flags, is it a concern?
Yeah. Well, you know, you can't do what we do and not be sensitive. Always, concern is not a negative thing. You just need to really dwell on how you're officiating. That affects the outcome of the games and, frankly, affects interest, affects credibility. So I'm always, but I want to use this tradition, I am concerned about this stadium. I am concerned about this football team. I'm concerned about officiating. I'm concerned about the NFL. If you see by what I mean.
Yeah.
Does not necessarily mean negative, but it certainly implies that there are things that you might be weighing, looking at, and thinking, could we do it better? That's what concern to me implies.
Jerry, if Quinn or Vander Esch's injuries turn out to be multi-week if Quinn or Van Der Esch or their injuries turn out to be serious multi-week injuries, would that change your opinion on the trade deadline?
I don't see that.
Okay.
I don't want to conjecture that because I don't see that standing here at all.
All right.
Okay, guys. Thank you.
Thanks, Jerry.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.